Let's get started. We're going to hear This ID, and then we're going to hear No Fun by The Stooges.
another day. You ask how much I love you. I'll tell you true. My love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. Boom, 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 boom. Stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. I know I feel no pains, 'cause your love is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. Whisk away all your tears, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Say, who is the knight in armor on the white horse?
We don't know.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. And we came back there from a set contrasting an original song versus a cover version of a song. Ending off, we heard, or maybe we should start at the top, like reverse callback. What do you want to do, Adam?
Well, technically, your reverse callback is proper callback.
Yeah, so we do a proper reverse callback.
whatever you want to say.
Okay, so what did we start with?
We started off with the Stooges, the great Michigan group that really heralded punk and garage in so many other genres that they would influence in the ensuing decades. We heard something from their self-titled debut album, No Fun. Definitely one of their iconic songs that would be covered by a number of different groups, primarily within the punk scenes in the UK and in the United States, and of course across the world eventually. But we heard, of all those renditions, one from 2002, and this was actually paired on a limited edition single release that had the Stooges version of No Fun on one side, and the opposite side, the Black Keys version.
Yeah, originally it was found on the 2002 album, The Big Come Up, and it's a little, it's different than the original, and
it's got a little bit of a swamp rock vibe to it.
And then after that we played The Sonics, The Witch. Now, this is their very first single they put out in 1964, and one of their first originals that they ever wrote, and they started in 1960 from Seattle, and at the time bands would just do cover songs, and they were a popular live band. They would play cover songs, and they had this song, this riff that came up at a practice, and the bassist in The Wailers, which was another popular band at this time in Seattle, another garage band, he was really bored with their covers and he didn't really like them, but he heard this song and this riff, and he had this label called Regent Records, and he got him signed. They put out this single, 64. It was re-released again in 65, but we should mention this song was incredibly influential on bands to come. Not that it was a huge charting success. It was regionally played a lot. But a lot of bands came and found this, which was definitely like an early punk garage track, lyrically and musically.
Yeah, we talked about the Stooges, and everyone talks endlessly about how influential they were in the realm of proto-punk, but the Sonics equally should be praised for what they did, and I think in some degree could even be seen as influential directly upon the Stooges for the ferocity and viciousness of how they performed. However, certainly if you want to talk about fierceness, you can discuss the other version of The Witch, which we heard thereafter, The Gruesomes. Now, that's taken from Tyrants of Teen Trash from 1986, a very more intense,
yeah,
raucous
faster
version, which is hard to imagine for The Witch, which is already a pretty quick song, but The Gruesomes, of course, were able to nail that one successfully. We should mention, since we are playing Gruesomes, they are actually performing tonight, sorry folks, not in Windsor, but in Toronto.
They're playing at the Horseshoe, and yeah, I don't think they've played Toronto in a very long time. So if you want to drive down to Toronto,
or if you're listening on iHeartRadio,
yeah,
or live on cgm.ca, perhaps you are in the Toronto region and you're not aware, yes, check out this legendary garage rock group.
I just wanted to mention the name of the label that originally put out The Witch was actually Etiquette Records. And there is a new documentary about the Sonics called Boom, which came out a few years ago, that's slowly still making a theatrical run, that has got a lot of good reviews, kind of just delving into their background. After the Gruesomes track, we heard a really obscure song from a band based out of Memphis called Ajax and the Cleansers. Now, the single was called Stronger Than Dirt, came out in 1965. It was actually the pseudonym for a band that was known as Tommy Burke and the Courts.
Counts.
And they had several releases. But the Mummies covered it in the 90s for their album Never Been Caught.
And of course, Leave It to the Mummies to cover what is just a glorified novelty song and do something amazing with it, really taking away the camp and silliness of it and just making this ferocious song out of it.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the better covers if we're just talking about increased quality of a song by another performance. Great stuff, and highlighting a very obscure song with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, we have about half an hour left of the show, and we still have a few more sets we want to get to. If you want to hear anything on this edition of Revolution Rock, give us a call at 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be in Detroit or out of town, you can also reach us at 1-855-344-2526. Coming up next, we're going to get a little bit bluesier, highlighting some music that's actually pre-60s, from the likes of Leadbelly, Carl Perkins, and Willie Dixon. And this is kind of coinciding because these figures, in one way or another, can be seen as influences on the band that we're highlighting next, who are celebrating a 60th anniversary release. We're talking about the debut record from the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, self-titled release. And when it was released at the time, a lot of the UK stuff, when it was released in the US or North America, they would change the album title, they would change the artwork, and they would change the track listing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of the same songs on the US version of the Rolling Stones' first album, which is called UK's Newest Hitmakers, right?
That's what it became known as. And
well, or the, England's Newest Hitmakers.
Well, yeah, well, the American version was called England's Newest Hitmakers, which was definitely riding high off the wave of Beatlemania that was just really burgeoning at that point. And the original release in the UK was simply titled The Rolling Stones. And as per a lot of those albums released in those early to mid-60s periods, there weren't a number of original songs. In fact, majorly they were covers, but great renditions. And even though the Rolling Stones were not the first English group to cover American blues music, they certainly did it with a degree of grit and a degree of anger that most pop music listeners were not accustomed to. You know, in terms of the bad boy aesthetic of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones were one of the originators of that. And certainly there had been elements of that with figures like Presley, Bo Diddley, Carl Perkins, but the Rolling Stones, I think, really set the template of what rock musicians were going to be, or how they were going to be perceived, at least in the ensuing decades. Now, with this said, we are going to play a great rendition of Little by Little from the Stones. This is a great bluesy track, which is going to tie into some of the other blues numbers we're going to hear, but we're going to start off with the original, the first song by the Rolling Stones on a record to be credited to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
We should also mention that Little by Little was credited to all of the band.
Although it was a traditional, so...
Oh, I thought it was their own.
No.
Okay, well, then...
Well, I'll look this up while we're talking about it,
Anyways, the first Jagger-Richards is the song we're going to start to set off with, which is called Tell Me You're Coming Back. And also, we're going to hear a couple other releases in this set from musicians that are celebrating an anniversary. Yes? No?
No.
No, okay. We're just playing a bunch of other songs.
I think I just said what we're playing. While Dave's not listening, you make sure
listening.
You can pay attention to the show by going to our website, revrock.blogspot.com. In the interim, let's just get to some great music right after these brief messages reminding you what station you're tuned into and a brief PSA before we get to the Rolling Stones.
Ah. Again, I want your love again. I know you find it hard to reason with me, but this time it's different.